'Tis the season to be reading. That's something that makes librarian Nancy Pearl very jolly. Nancy joins us every Tuesday with a book recommendation. Today, a novel to take you through the Christmas week.
We should do a whole session on novels, escaping into novels versus escaping into nonfiction, because sometimes I want to escape into nonfiction so I don't have that emotional hurly-burly that fiction always brings up.
Good fiction.
Good fiction, yes. Yes.
Okay, so this is good fiction that you brought in today.
This is great fiction.
Okay.
And Daniel Kalman is a German writer. This is a book that's translated from the German by Carol Brown Janeway. And I know a lot of people feel, many people feel that they stay away from translated literature because the translations are, they just sound unnatural when you're reading them. They sound a little bit clunky. But I have to say, first of all, that's very sad because it cuts us off from much of the other writing from other countries. But I have to say, I will read anything that Carol Brown Janeway translates.
Really?
Yes. She is a fabulous translator. And this is a book that, like her other ones, if you didn't know it was translated, I believe you would have you would never know. It didn't pass the Turing test, or I can call it the Pearl test. Can you tell this book is translated or not?
Oh, the Pearl test. Okay, so the book actually has a very brief title. It won't be hard to find. It's called F, as in the letter F.
And it has a wonderful cover that really, I think, captures the mysteriousness of the book, which is a pair of, it's bright red. First of all, the cover is bright red. And then it has a pair of glasses with, I don't even know what you would call.
Well, it looks like the 60s op art. It's two, each lens has a blue sort of psychedelic
yes.
swirl.
Right. And good. I could never describe it. but so this is the story of a man, a wannabe writer, who takes his three sons to see the most famous hypnotist to a big show in the Fifth Avenue Theater to see this hypnotist. And even though he says to his sons he doesn't believe that he could ever be hypnotized, and he doesn't believe in it at all. Well, the father gets called out of the audience to be one of the subjects.
Wow.
By the great Lindemann. And as a result of that experience, everybody's life changes. You know, my big thing is I don't want to give away anything. I mean, I think that to say that it opens on everybody's on their way to the performance and something happens that everyone's lives become different as a result of that. And I have never read a book in which the author, in the voice of the narrator, describes so perfectly or at all how the reader is probably going to respond to this book. And this is what he says. There is a sense that no sentence means merely what it says, that the story is observing its own progress, and that in truth, the protagonist is not the central figure. The central figure is the reader, who is all too complicit in the unfolding of events. Isn't that marvelous?
Well, that hopefully we're complicit in the unfolding of events, because if we're not complicit, the other Pearl test is the 50 pages and you're out.
Right.
And so if we're not complicit,
right,
that book goes by the wayside.
Yes. I mean, that was my response when I was reading this book, that I kept thinking, I'm not smart enough to be reading this book. You know, that every sentence I was sure was meaning more than it said. And yet I was hard pressed to sort of explicate that for myself. And he's absolutely right. That is how people respond.
You love this book. Who else might like reading this book?
I think people, I'm thinking William Gaddis fans. I'm thinking people who, you know, the three sons, the big question is, what does F stand for? And that would be a great book group question, because people are going to come up with ideas that are radically different from one another. And yet there's going to be something similar that draws those all together.
Okay, so book club friends, if you are listening, one of you is listening, F by Daniel Kalman K-E-H-L-M-A-N-N, translated by Carol Brown Janeway. Sounds like an intriguing book for an evening with wine, cheese, and crackers, and great conversation.
Yes, and here is, listen to this sentence. This is that same paragraph that I read from. The sentences are well constructed. The narrative has a powerful flow. The reader would be enjoying the text were it not for a persistent feeling of somehow being mocked. I mean, I love that. I love that playing with, I suppose we would call this postmodern, but...
But understandable.
But totally understandable and much, much, much to contemplate.
F. And N.P., Nancy Pearl, with us. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Marcy.
Nancy Pearl is the author of the Book Lust series. She joins us every Tuesday with a book recommendation. Nancy spoke to my colleague, Marcy Silman. You can find all of Nancy's book picks at our website, kuow.org. Just search for Nancy Pearl.